Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Representative Ocasio-Cortez, maybe you should tell the full story before you start telling tales. This is precious for somebody who already has an ethics complaint against her. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Of course, big conversation about whether or not TikTok should be a viable social media platform in the United States. Should we allow it? Is it not clear that they feed via their algorithms content to Americans that's different than to the rest of the world and certainly to Chinese people? A company that is owned by China, therefore controlled by the Communist Chinese Party, as all Chinese companies are. A technology that allows China to have access to user data. And who knows exactly the levels and the depths to which they're able to utilize that data, they're able to coordinate with that data. Is there a national security risk at play? And the answer is, it's China. Everything's a national security risk when it comes to China. So they had hearings. And then Representative Ocasio-Cortez sits behind her desk and says this in a video posted to TikTok.
And usually when the United States is proposing a very major move that has something to do with significant risk to national security, one of the first things that happens is that Congress receives a classified briefing. And I can tell you that Congress has not received a classified briefing around the allegations of national security risks regarding TikTok. So why would we be proposing a ban regarding such a significant issue without being clued in on this at all? It just doesn't feel right to me. And additionally, this case needs to be made to the public. We are a government by the people and for the people. And if we want to make a decision as significant as banning TikTok, and we believe, or someone believes, that there's really important information that the public deserves to know about why such a decision would be justified, that information should be shared with the public as well.
She's just brilliant, I tell you. She goes on TikTok to defend a company owned by the Communist Chinese Party. That's a member of Congress. What wasn't known until Jake Denton, who has been a guest on this show from the Heritage Foundation, pointed out that Representative Ocasio-Cortez is a member of the Advisory Council for the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute. It's a nonprofit entity. Last year, they received $150,000 from ByteDance. Now, I would not argue that I have enough data to show me that Representative Ocasio-Cortez is bought and paid for. I would argue that you make a video like this for TikTok, posted on TikTok, defending TikTok, defending ByteDance, the parent company, and therefore the Communist Chinese Party, and you don't mention things like that, yeah, you're guilty. If I go somewhere and I'm speaking, I tell you it's a paid speech. If I have a conversation, for example, the work I do with Americans for Prosperity, I remind you that I have a financial relationship with AmericansForProsperity.org, and I do get paid. I don't apologize for it. I let you know, because that's the right thing to do. Representative Ocasio-Cortez didn't want to let you know. Now, Jake Denton put that on social media and then added, what a coincidence. Jamal Bowman, progressive of New York, defending TikTok. He's a member of the Congressional Black Caucus. His wife worked with the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, which also received $150,000 from ByteDance. Now, we might find that ByteDance has given money everywhere trying to buy love, trying to buy connections. So what if And I don't even know if it's a big what if. Bowman and Ocasio-Cortez aren't defending TikTok because they're paid to, or they got these contributions. What if they're defending TikTok because deep down, they're not bothered by the CCP? They would like more control. They don't mind burning it down here. If you say to me, Tony, but they're not going to have any power when the communists take over, you want me to now explain that to ideologues? You want me to explain to the useful idiots that when they get what they want, they will end up in the gulags as well? How many people were in the gulags who said, you know, if Stalin knew that I was here, oh, he'd be so mad. We're friends, you know. How many? Useful idiot, Soviet sympathizers. It's a bit of political jargon. I believe it was Lenin who did name them this. Or they're going to say it's falsely attributed, but whatever the case may be, useful idiot is the right term. And that's Representative Ocasio-Cortez, and that's Representative Jamal Bowman. So the fact that they have groups to which they are both connected that got money is fascinating. And could be the reason they go about this protection screed. Or the reason is much worse, which is where I'm putting my money. I'm putting my money on much, much worse.